6 big ones.
Set of six.
Yeah, an opportunity for Hads and I to talk to Wendell about the game of rugby league, the game that you're a tragic of, Hads.
Yeah, I do love my rugby league. Canberra Raiders got me. I'm a Queanbeyan boy. So 89 still the best grand final I've seen.
I'd love to check the Canberra salary cap on that particular team.
I agree.
And your Broncos team
Broncos
in the 90s.
We all took a pay cut.
What's the salary cap?
Yeah, exactly right. Wait, well, I wouldn't know.
Ask the Roosters. I don't know either.
We've got Brad Haddon in the show for Jude Bolton, who will be back next week.
I don't know if he's going to be back. I just want to say that.
Are you thinking that Hads is going to take his...
I think, mate, to be honest, I like Jude. Jude needs to lift a bit. Brad Haddon is next level.
Okie dokie. Let's ask the questions, Hads.
All right, no fence sitting, Del.
Yep.
Cameron McGuinness ruptured his ACL this week at training. What's happening? Is it the Sharks or is it the Dragons this year?
I think it's a bit of both. I think the Sharks have got a young kid there, Brayley, who's a good player. But Cam McGuinness said when he goes to the Sharks, he's happy to play 13. Mate, Cam McGuinness, he's 18th man for you. Your filthy blues.
Beg your pardon.
He's close. Obviously, Cookie's there. Dragons have made a massive mistake there. The last 4 or 5 years, he's been one of their best, consistently one of their best. He brings culture. He's got a bit of aura about him. I've met him a couple of times. Nicest kid in the world. There's something wrong with the Dragons' culture when you're letting a bloke like that go. And it's not even about the money. They didn't even offer him a contract. It's embarrassing.
Mm. Not bad. And maybe his replacement this year, Andrew McCulloch. Is he going to be at the Dragons or is he going to be at the Broncos?
Oh, no. Obviously, he's going to be at the Dragons. So Anthony Griffin and him have obviously got a bit of a bond there. Macca will bring something to a club. Obviously, went to Newcastle last year on that loan deal. I'm happy for Macca to be at the Dragons for 2 years. But if they've offered him a three-year deal, I think for a guy who's 31 who's done his ACL or has been injured, 3 years is a long time. The Dragons, if that's the case, I think it's a bad business decision.
I just look at it, and it makes me nervous if the Broncos don't want him. If the Broncos don't want him, there must be something wrong with McCulloch.
No, but the Broncos want him, but they've got Jake Turpin, and they've got a couple other young blokes there. So I know what Kevy's doing there. Kevy wants him there, but it's like money and opportunity. So I think this week Kevy said, look, mate, see you later. You're not wanted at training, apparently.
All right. Bowl reports Matt Burton wants to be at the Bulldogs this year playing first grade. Should the Panthers stand firm or keep him at the club or let him move on?
Yeah, mate, good question. Mate, if I'm the Panthers, they've got so much young talent there, but you're trying to win a premiership. Obviously, they came up just a little bit short last year. I personally, mate, you would never hold a young bloke back. I'd like to see the Panthers let Matt Burton go and play first grade. He's a first grader every day of the week. But I can understand from a business decision, the Panthers keep him there because they get an injury. Mate, he's your man. The kid is class.
I'm the other way. If I'm the Panthers, I'm saying no way in the world. They've got a premiership window.
Yep.
And to me, it looks like all their positions are covered. But if Cleary gets injured, he's the only one that can go to seven. So the only way I'd let him go.
And fullback as well. But,
but
even like you're a Raiders man, your window's now too. So I back you the last
Their window's shutting big time, the Raiders.
You ruined that with that ball boy getting, or the water boy getting hit in the head and laughing.
Hey, you've got to move on, brother. What about the head coaching role becoming available in the NRL? Let's say one does. Should Shane Flanagan be allowed by the NRL to take up that role?
Mate, I'm like anyone. If you've done your time, you've done your suspension, I've got no problems with it. He was at the Dragons. I thought he was going to go for that head coaching job. And I understand he was waiting for that job, I think, and then they went another direction. Mate, I'm more than happy. I reckon John Morris, if I was John Morris, I'd be a bit nervous because I reckon he wants to go back to the Sharks, and I reckon the Sharks bored in that. And the fans, they want him there because he brought them their first premiership in a long time.
What about Todd Payton? Big decision to make around who's going to be the club's number one. Would you give it to Valentine Holmes?
Yeah, I'd give it to Val, mate. For Val, because he came in last year after that NFL. It's hard to go from NRL to NFL. Your body type changes. He's had a good off-season now. Mate, I'd give it to Val and just make him own it because, mate, you're paying him big dollars. Mate, I know he can finish on the wing, but, mate, make him number one and make him own it.
Okay, what about the fact that the Rabbitohs have just been chipping away beautifully at their roster? Are they the favourites in your eyes to win the comp this year?
Yeah, they're thereabouts.
Are they your favourites?
Yeah, they are with me.
Yeah.
They've recruited right, but their forward pack needs to stand up. We know what Cookie can do, but they've got to get someone like a...
Well, Arrow's come there. He's going to be all right, isn't he?
Yeah, and that's the guy they needed. So, like, I'll be honest, like, Sam Burgess, you know, he was so good for so long. Jai Arrow can get him on the front foot, but also he brings aura to the team. But also, they signed Benji Marshall on minimum money. Benji brings culture too, and Wayne knows that. He's a winner.
What roles Benji play? Does he just wait to see if someone's injured? You play him at the back end of the year?
Yeah, but I think around training and off the field, he does his best work, but he's still got a lot to offer. But also the mentoring off the field, but also he's a bit like you. He's got a little bit of charisma. So when you're playing golf and that, he's on the chat and that, he's a good man. So
you're pointing to Hads when you say the charisma.
Yeah, not you, mate. Yeah,
yeah,
not you.
Thank you very much. Okay, thanks a lot, Del.
Thank you.
Coming up next, who's the greatest athlete of all time after Tom Brady? Obviously,
don't look at me. I'm not. I'm a jewel, but don't look at me.
I know it's not you, big fella. I know that for sure. Who's the greatest athlete of all time? Give us a call on 1-333-53. We'll give you our opinion as well. More on the Dead Set Legends.